Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday, only 30 minutes, only on Sunday.
Sunday evening. So far, I ain't got nobody on the line. Everybody say they down this week, but I don't have anybody on the line waiting on people to call in. This is only 30 minutes, only on Sunday. Waiting on the people to call in, man. We ain't got Roy, we ain't got nobody. I'm texting folks. I think this is Roy right now. I'm not mistaken with the number. 404. What's up?
What's up? What's up, man?
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
Right now, Roy, it's just me and you. We the men's choir.
Oh my God!
You we got the say? Men. We got the men's choir on right now. I text everybody.
That's a good. I can
okay.
feel that.
Okay, here we go. We got to start the show. It's only 30 minutes, man. The first thing I'm gonna start with is Andrew McCabe getting fired after 21 years. With the FBI, they say he's going to lose his pension, but Representative Luis Gutierrez said he can work with him and get them 26 hours back. He got fired within 26 hours of him receiving his pension on his 50th birthday, which is today. Roy, how do you feel about that?
I say that that was a heck of a birthday gift from the administration on a political aspect. I also find fault in it. It's like a military man getting their 30 years in and he jaywalks and they take all his money from him because he jaywalked. That's how minute the era of call was for him. I say that if our administration is that I don't know how to say it because it hurts me to even think about the fact that a man who given us civil service and protected us and he has done his job, you know, with so many places that we've had problems with, for them to do him like that, I just hope that justice is served. Adam Swalwell said some things today that just kind of took it to the next level. He said he'll be glad when the president, no, he said the president will be fired soon, and, you know, and everybody, he won't have the last laugh, you know, something to that manner right there. But that was pretty sad because any civil service or any government or anybody working, anybody really who gets right there and done all that they can do to get to 2 days, I mean 26, I wouldn't have took a step down to minimize to get a laughable look at. I think Jeff Sessions, that little wink, I hope it closes his eyes because he's now on the chopping block more so than anybody else. To do such a thing like that, and he's done nothing but lied, you know, to the House and the Senate. I mean, Jeff Sessions, he's going to get his day. I don't want to say much more about that.
let me say how I feel. It's just like you worked all those years and you don't get your 401k. You know what I'm saying? It's like you worked all them years for nothing. On one mistake, not to tour 21 years of service. You know what I'm saying? So
can I do a follow up to that? The thing that was, you know, like the Republicans who stepped out, you know, they talk a good game. But had it been for them. Now, a good example of what people do when they're wrong, okay? Like all the sex offenders in the Capitol that were found guilty for their little impugned behaviors. They stepped them down. They're gone. They were gone within a week. But this guy had 2 days. He had nothing sexual. It was just a minor error in his judgment, I believe, that could have been, if they found to be credible, they could have dealt with it afterwards. But there was nothing there, and it's just sad because it's sad, man. That's sad.
We have another caller on the line. 804, address yourself.
Hey, it's E.
What's up, E?
Hey, boo.
We're on the first question. It for a minute was just the men's choir, me and Roy.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
But the first question was about Andrew McKay getting fired after 21 years of service, right 2 days before he could have got his pension. How do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah. That was trifling. That was so calculated. I think they knew what they were doing, and I think it was trifling. Of course they're going to fire him before he's eligible to get his retirement.
Yeah,
okay.
Can I do a follow-up to that? It still won't take away from his credibility to Comey, you know, and these notes that he has right along with Comey. It won't put a black mark on his credibility is where I'm going with that. In the eyes of America.
I don't think one has anything to do with that. Well, it has something to do with it because they knew that the truth was out there and it was getting ready to come. But versus firing him, versus him getting nothing and saying, hey, look, we let you retire and you just go away quietly, versus he probably told him to go kick rocks. And they fired him.
I still think he's going to get his in the end.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what?
He's going to get his day in court as well.
And you know what's funny about this? Now, we talked about this last week and a couple weeks back and a couple weeks back and a couple weeks back. You know, whenever there is something like this that is controversy, something big, there is something bigger that Donald Trump doesn't want us to get all cover. So Monday, he wants this to be the splash, but I believe there's something else too to Monday when we get the updates of the week.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay, number two.
I agree with you totally.
Number two. Hey, Roy, are you watching Dishes over there, dog?
Who?
You
no,
watching
that's me.
Dishes? Oh, okay. I heard some suds going down the sink. Okay.
No, I don't watch Dishes. I don't watch Dishes on Sunday. I do mine on Saturday.
Oh, Lord.
Whatever, man.
I just got some ice for something to drink, crazy people.
The second one, I'm going to let E go first because this is in her wheelhouse. Why does the education secretary, Betsy DeVos, does she need education on her job? E!
The only reason that this chick is in office is because she was playing reindeer games and giving money to Donald Trump. The only experience that she has in education is in the private sector. None of her kids went to public education. She never set foot in a public education classroom except for when she went to go do that tour, and then she looked horrified because she thought that the students were going to attack her. In order for you to be able to guide and direct somebody on an issue, you have to be qualified in that issue, in that field. And I just think it's a travesty. I think we're going to lose a whole generation of kids before they realize that she doesn't know what she's doing, and they fix it.
Really? I concur with that, but there's also she did something. She did the interview. She had nothing in front of her to support anything she said. She seemed lost. She seemed not totally into what her job is expected of her. And she basically, when she said that she hadn't been in in Michigan, Detroit, she hadn't went into the lower school districts, that said a lot, because if you're trying to build something, you have to go see where the tougher areas of growth should start. And if you start at the top, you'll never get to the bottom, because then you're passing judgment easily on, well, they're doing like this. But if you go to the bottom and you look at the poverty in Detroit, I think that she had no footnote. She had nothing. She was basically going on gut, and her gut is filled with contaminated floral. She could not digest anything and could not transfer anything back to her brain.
We have another caller on the line, 850-850. Before you begin, I want you to know the subject we're on is, why does the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, need education on her job? 850, it's your floor.
Good evening, all. Well, I kind of figured it out when I heard the response we were talking about. But the only thing I have to say, because I don't want to reiterate something that may have possibly already been said, is that you have to have empathy, and you have to have some sort of connection to people to care about what you're doing to them. And my suspicion is, if you don't care about, she doesn't care about them, so therefore she's not interested in whether they are the school districts where she has not been, if they're going to benefit from her decision making. So at this point, I don't think it matters.
The school district,
well,
divisions that she's been in.
I say that.
Wait a minute, Roy.
I'm going to come back. I want to reiterate on something, because I believe that every woman who has a child and every mother who cares about someone else's child has empathy.
Roy, wait a minute. E was saying something. Then we'll go to Roy after E gets through. E.
If nobody, whether she visited the school divisions or not, nobody who is going to be affected by it, any decision that she makes in a positive manner. She
right.
does not know what she's doing. Nobody. So whether she goes to these Lily White affluent schools or these affluent districts, or she attempts to stop by in the hood, which she probably won't, whatever decision she makes is not going to be the right decision, because she doesn't know anything.
And she doesn't care.
To know.
Roy,
she doesn't care to know. You're absolutely right.
It's funny that you say that, because when she sat there and she was in the class with that NRA and the president was there, she still showed no empathy. She had no idea what a child dying felt like. She had no different expression on her face. But, you know, I'm just like, I just believe that every woman who has a child, it's automatically built in. And now I won't say anymore.
That I disagree with that 100%. There are people there who have children who do it just like dogs. They drop them off somewhere because that's not the end. That's not their end game. There are people.
I mean the normal person.
Well, and I'm not considering her normal, not in one way, not in any way at all, because this is not a normal reaction, anything.
I know what he said. I know what Roy's saying. Roy's saying a decent woman would treat her child, a decent woman, not Bestie the boss, but somebody.
But you're adding
normal,
two things together that don't go together. You want to use a term that would go along with somebody who has those abilities and those features, but you can't add those in and say a normal. I don't consider that normal. I consider that an option. If your option is not to care, then that's a choice you're making. You may care about your own money, you may care about your own children, but you may not care about anybody else's. And that's a choice you're making.
My bad.
You sound like you're talking about a business plan.
And that's what she's doing.
I'm thinking normal.
Put it together.
As in
the reason that she's in office is about business plan. She donated X amount of dollars, he gave her a job. It is a business plan. But you can't say any normal woman, any normal person cares about children and education. You don't have to be a woman to care about a child's education. That's preposterous.
He meant a mother. I'm just saying. I think
you don't have to
normal
be a mother,
mother because I grew up in a normal household. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I grew up in a normal household,
man,
so therefore I'm thinking like my mama.
Wow. So only women can care about their children.
No,
so
that ain't what
men
we're saying.
Care about their children's education.
No, that ain't what we're saying. Y'all putting it all to point. Roy was talking about a woman as far as a mother and child. A mother cares about her child. And, of course, there no. I agree with that. But I'm thinking normal because I grew up in a normal household. That's the only reason I'm thinking normal.
Not even going to say anything. I'm out.
I'm done. Because normal to you would be different to, say, those 19 children that were being raised in a vacuum? I bet
that
they thought
normal.
That was normal.
That ain't normal.
But they thought it was normal until somebody told them different. So
I don't want to use the word.
The word normal offends me.
Let's do it like this then. In your average home where there's two parents of different sex who have children who plan the child, they normally raise their child in a loving environment. Is that better?
No, because two people with the same sex can love a child in a normal environment. Just stop it.
So what you're telling me is that the word normal, if it affects you, that makes you abnormal. Because those words are in our vocabulary and we use those adjectives every day and nouns, and we use them to
special education. There is no normal. What's normal to you, not going to be normal to me, not going to be normal to T, not going to be normal to D. Normalcy is subjective. Stop it.
Well, that's why they have Special Olympics. That's why they have Special Olympics. They have Special Olympics for people who can't drive a car, and we can drive a car.
Oh, my God.
They don't give people that have paraplegic driver's license because they can't operate on a normal level.
Yes,
so
they do.
They do every day.
No, they do not.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute. Time out. Remember you came to my house party? You came to my house party. You met my sister who is in a wheelchair, right? Remember? She drives.
Yeah.
She can't operate her legs. She drives. She's got those.
Oh my God.
No. She's got a disability that impairs her, but her mental compass is fundamentally sound.
How are you gonna know if somebody has a mental illness if they can pass
because
the driving test?
You already said you you already said that you are a teacher in a special ed. Special ed. Listen to what you said. Special ed means a special tutorial way of educating those
See, what you're talking about are people in life skill classes. I'm going to school you for a minute. Just because I say special education don't mean that they're in a wheelchair drooling. Don't mean that they can't put a block in a square peg. So don't get it confused, because if you got a learning disability, like if you got dyslexia, you still consider special ed. How about this? If you're in the gifted ed program, that's still considered special ed. Miss me with all that.
But you're talking about
all of that. And it has nothing to do with your mental faculties. That's a whole different program. And it doesn't have anything to do with your physical incapability. That's a whole different program. But it's still under the umbrella of special education. Are you kidding me?
I understand. I worked 5 years at a mental health hospital for five years.
Oh, my God.
And I know exactly what you're talking about, because we had a kid. We had a kid that came from North Georgia, who his parents put him beside a dog, and this kid was raised in a pen like the dog. When we took him out of the pen, he did everything the dog did. He whined, he urinated, he defecated like a dog, he scratched his ear like a dog, and we had to send him to Georgia Regional. We got him to the point where he was eating almost normal, but he wasn't there. So, you know, learn taught behaviors, abnormalities like that, you know, they're hard to overcome. And so I've seen it. I've touched it. I've lived it, because for those 5 years, I lived their lives as well. So I understand what you're talking about. And we're also talking about disabilities too. But we're also talking about something that's a little deeper than just a disability. We're talking about a function of the brain that has either been distorted in some fashion, some form, whether it be by a vitamin intake or just behavior intake. So either way, you know, we both may be right, but at the same time, I'm not going to challenge you anymore, because you are of a higher education than I could ever be. You're still schooling, and I'm not.
What?
Roy, back down. That's a Black History moment. Okay, here we go. The next one is Mueller. Subpoena Trump's organization for documents relating to Russia. We're starting with D. Lovely. We'll go to E, and then we'll go to Roy. That's Mueller. Subpoena Trump's organization. What do you think he's going to find out on all that?
There's so many layers to this that I can't even imagine what he's find. This thing goes so deep down the rabbit hole. We're going to find there's so much going on. I don't know. I can't tell you. I think you're going to find so many different things on so many different levels of collusion and every other thing that you could possibly imagine, whether it's payoffs or I don't know. It's just too big for me. It's too big.
I find it very odd for the past that for the past 18 months, however long he's been in office, that he has swore by all God that there's been no collusion, that he's not in bed with the Russians, that no, they didn't interfere. And now this week, you're singing a different song because you're about to get found out? Are you kidding me? Like, do you really think that the Americans are that stupid, that we don't see what you're doing, that you just switch sides in the middle of the game? But then we're used to that because he is a liar. So, I mean, nobody's shocked and appalled. Yes, there's going to be some things found. And like Dee said, like, there's so many layers to this onion. It's not even funny. We should start crying now. That's how many layers to the onion it is. So, yeah.
Roy.
Well, I want to see what's in the little black box that Putin has with the letter that Donald Trump sent him. But on top of that, Putin just got elected to 6 more years. I want to see that. It's not what I want to see. What I want to see done is that Mueller continue on with his investigation. because what we have here, and I talk with you a lot of times, I said now that we have murder in this book, we have corruption, we have sinister deeds, we have oligarchs, we have American, and what everybody's not talking about is the money that's been by the lobbyists that they got from the Russians. That's why the Republicans are having a tough time trying to find out where their money was coming from and if it was connected to these tentacles from the octopus. So what we have here is international, and I said this a long time ago, international money laundering from not just one country, but everywhere that Putin has been placing his money and getting his money back. We have problems in Syria right now, Iran. We're not doing anything about that. Our Kurds are getting whooped. We just sent stuff to Kurds, and now the Kurds are getting whooped because guess what? Russia's behind it. We're not doing anything behind supporting our Kurds. But guess what, though? All this shall come out, and this too shall pass. But at the same time, are we going to be able to rebuild a democracy from one man that they allow that didn't have the Ku Klux Klan cap on, but he had the Ku Klux Klan pass to say and do what he felt he could get away with? So I'm not sure. Mueller will complete his task, but it'll be some real hard roads ahead. No matter, we already have him on obstruction, but what he wants to do is find out where all these other people who were meddling in our election, these oligarchs, and then we can put the tight squeeze on all of them for forever, ever, ever. But what I would like to see with NATO alliance, I'd like to see the UN come in, and I'd like to see him get Putin on international war crimes.
War crimes.
And that may be what we're working on. So let's just hold our mud as long as we can, okay?
The next one and the last one, the gas being released in Great Britain and Great Britain coming down on Russia. Do you think the United States will follow suit? They already have sanctions on the people that Mueller indicted, the Russians that they indicted. Do you think America's going to put any more restraint on Russia's activities, starting with D. Lovely, then E, then Roy?
I'm going to make this short because I know we're close on time. I'm going to say absolutely not, because that's our president's wife, and he's not going to do anything against his wife right now. So you can forget that.
I concur. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
I think it was a joke for them to the oligarchs that Mueller had already found guilty that we'll never see come to, but there were additional. So Mnuchin. Mnuchin is the joke. Mnuchin did a cover letter, like he just took and copied what was already there, what Mueller did. So that part of it is a joke. So you're right. Maybe it won't come to that. Maybe as we dig further and further down in the rabbit hole, things are going to start to evolve. Because UK, let's look. It was their spy that told us that something was wrong, and that for us, because we're in an alliance with them, that we should be looking at that, which then got in touch with Brennan, which Brennan then got in touch with the FBI. So guess what? If they knew about it, they have more information, but they won't share it with Trump. And Mueller's going to get it all. Y'all understand that, right? That I-9 that they had on there, that special spy that they had. And on top of that, I'm wondering who that spy that was inside Putin's palace that's been feeding us all this data about who he is. Next time, let's talk about that.
Hello?
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 Did Taz leave? Okay. I guess Taz fell off.
All right.
It looks
peace
like we are wrapping in. everybody. And we're going to be hearing the Blog Talk.
I'm back.
Okay.
I got dropped off. I heard y'all. And y'all was doing.